This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
My name is Lisa Jabrat. I am a professor in the art department. When I came here, my medium was completely just digital. Basically, I was a programmer, artist. I teach a lot of programming, but it's a very specific kind of dynamic. I started to seek out other things to work with and always been really interested in animals, so I started to teach a class that I called Interspecies Collaboration, and we work together with animals. I knew I wanted to start to explore them, something like sheep or animals that would produce things for us. So that's kind of my trajectory. I did a lot of data visualization work, and I've always had an aesthetic that is very kind of square, looking like kind of weaving. Someone connected me here in town with an artist, Julia Ford, who is a weaver. And we had an exhibition together at the Santa Barbara Museum of Art, combining her weaving and my data visualization work. Part of that project became interested in how sheep were brought out to the island, and because they got feral, they basically created their own breed. Like, it became its own breed, and it's now called Santa Cruz Island sheep breed. It's also a species that is endemic to the island. It was created there. It didn't exist anywhere else. During that time, they became feral and like they roamed the whole island and made major destruction, and they needed to be removed. To me, kind of, I'm interested in these kind of systems that humans create and interact with. The wool I've been working from is from a breeder up in San Miguel that has a lot of the Santa Cruz Island sheep that are still in existence. This is actually this kind of the Santa Cruz Island sheep. Because it's so short staple, it tends to get kind of uneven. It's hard to get like a very even, straight kind of yarn. It gets like a little bit lumpy like this. So that's a typical look of that. And then we've been dyeing it with these invasive plants, or non-native plants, I should say. Not all of them are invasive out on Santa Cruz Island. UC Research Center, there you can't just start to pick stuff and kind of do whatever you want with the environment. You have to apply for every like little different research thing you want to do if it involves picking stuff and so on. So I realized I hadn't asked about picking plants. If we use the non-native ones, which they're really like major efforts to get rid of all those plants out there, it's like, okay, we could just help in that and just use all these non-native plants. It's fantastic to be out there picking these plants that no one wants. Like, everybody wants to get rid of the fennel, and we love the fennel because it's like one of the best dye plants. So it really became a project of this strange kind of intersecting ecologies of the sheep and the plants that were brought there, and kind of merging them through this process of dyeing with them, spinning it, and then weaving with it. I decided early on to scan all the colors. Whatever I do, like if it's a yarn or if it's a piece of wool, I have this color scanner and I scan it. And then over the years, been just building up this database and then thinking about how to display it in the best way and to see these colors. So what the project became about is to just create much more of a color range of ideas within that. Some people will leave these exhibitions or these workshops that we've been having thinking about the plants around them in a different way. Not that, okay, we have weeds that are really bad and then we have these great plants that should be here, but starting to think about, what did this plant do for my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents?
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.